have lost someone you love in whatever sense that is, and how you cope, what happens after that. And so these next two songs, I'm not going to talk between them, thank God, because I think they pair super well together. And they're two artists who will be coming back in today's show. They have multiple songs in this playlist. So without further ado, these next two songs are Let You Break My Heart Again, live at the Symphony Edition by Loive, and then Waiting Room by Phoebe Bridgers. I hope you guys enjoy the two and see how they work together.
I will stop falling in love. see a doctor, I would sit there with my first aid kit and bleed. I wanna be the power ballad that lifts you up and holds you down. I wanna be the broken love song that feeds your misery. And I can wish all that I want, but it won't bring us together. Plus I know whatever happens to me, I know it's for the better.
Better. No, it's for the better. No, it's for-
So that pairing, what'd you guys think? How'd you, any connections we made? I hope you also noticed that Let You Break My Heart Again was the live version live at the symphony. And I personally think it is as good, if not better, if her non-live, non-symphony version, just because, you know, classical music holds a really dear place in my heart. And so that combination of classical with her, well, it says it's jazz, but, you know, that is up to personal opinion. But I really like those two songs together. I actually never thought of them together until yesterday when I was making this this playlist of songs. And I saw them next to each other and I was like, okay, let me move around. And then I went, wait a minute, these songs, they kind of work together. This idea of like going back to this person, always letting them hurt you, and then being like, okay, we're done. It's finished. But then Waiting Room comes in with the like, but I want to go back. I want to come back to that Let You Break My Heart Again era, but I can't. That's where that ending part goes. And by the way, speaking of the ending part, those memes that are like, girls, when a song repeats a lyric multiple times, that is me. That is me. Because that song, Waiting Room's use of "No, it's for the better" and the multiple ways you can interpret that and spell that, I sit there and I can listen to that song like 15 times, think of different combinations of no's, and be like, this is a different song. It's a completely different song. So you might have remembered that I said Loive and Phoebe Bridgers will be coming back. And Loive actually makes a really quick return. This next song is by her. But it is the end of our To Have Loved and Lost section. We're getting to the good stuff, the not sad stuff. So this is the, like, number one epitome of this entire section of these, like, To Have Loved and Lost. So this is Just Like Chet by Loive. By the way, Loive is spelled Laufey. It's Icelandic, in case you ever want to look her up. Great music. She just came out with a new album. This isn't from that, but it's really good anyways. We have another song later that's from that album. But again, Just Like Chet by Loive.
In a perfect world, I wouldn't have met you at all. Perfect world, I would have said hi and moved on. Unfortunately, I don't know anything about love and its foolish tendencies. And just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily. Just anybody. every turn I feel a little heartbreak and a little burn. And just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily. Just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily.
So that was Just Like Chet by Laufey, again spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y, it's Icelandic. So now, finally, you guys, we've made it through the sad part. We have survived the worst of it. And now we get to my two favorite eras. This next section is, I didn't know what adjective to use, so I've been calling it pure love songs. But like, pure love gives a bit... Frankly, it gives a bit religious. It gives a bit like purity and whatnot. And I don't like that. But it's just songs that I consider perfect love songs. That was the adjective I was looking for. Perfect. And I personally think they're all pretty different. They're all about different really forms of love. And some of them are loud. Some of them are quiet. And I'm just excited that I get to celebrate all these kinds of love with you guys. Whoever you guys is. And I hope that I play these songs and you think of a partner, a significant other, anything like that. And if you're thinking of someone who's not that, hold it, save it, because after this I get to play all these songs that remind me of people I love that aren't romantic love. So familial, friendship, self-love, all those things. But for now, let's get on with the pure love, the perfect love. This one is called We'll Never Have Sex by Leith Ross, who did play in the first hour of this, and you guys should check out, but We'll Never Have Sex.
Oh dear, don't be discouraged. hand. His greatest fears and wringing hands and the loudest silence. If you could see yourself like this. If you could see yourself like this, you'd have never tried it. Stayed on the line with you the entire night till you told me that you had to go. Don't let this darkness fool you. All lights turned off can be turned on. I'll drive all night.
Difference to me. I swam a lake of fire. I'd have walked across the floor of any sea. Ignored the vastness between all that can be seen and all that we believe. So I thought you were like an angel. Shalala.
You know I'm good at my own. So lala, baby, you know it's more than being unknown. So much of the living love is the being unknown. You called me angel for the first time. My heart leapt from me. Your smile now I can see its pieces still stuck in your teeth. And what's left of it, I listen to it take. Every tedious beat going unknown is that the angel to me.
So that was Unknown Nth by Hozier. Previously, you heard Call Your Mom by Noah Kahan and Lizzie McAlpine. Both great songs. Wanted to include some I'm Gonna Be So Real male voices because, you know, love goes both ways. But looking at the time, it is 4:30. And that means that I get to do my second PSA of the day. And I chose the organ donation PSA. So here we go. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So that was truly a life-changing piece of information that I needed, really. But we continue on with really nice love songs. And in finally, I know she's been dying to get a rest, Loive's last song of today from that new album I mentioned, Bewitched. It came out late 2023. It's a lovely jazz album, has some great songs. My favorite on there is called Lovesick, but we're not listening to that. We're listening to the song that matches the same name. So this is Bewitched by Loive from the album Bewitched by Loive.
me in your heart. I'm so bewildered. What's this new desire called? I didn't know that much at all about love before, but now I think I'm learning. You bewitched me from the first time that you kissed me. Waited all night, then we ran down the street in the late London light. The world froze around us, you kissed me goodnight. You bewitched me. Every damn second you're with me, I try to think straight, but I'm falling so badly. I'm coming apart. You wrote me a note, cast a spell on my heart, and bewitched me.
I don't wanna talk about anyone. I don't wanna talk about
So that last one was Anything by Adrienne Lenker of Big Thief, which we heard in the previous hour. Very, very talented group, very talented solo artist. That album, Songs, is really good. That's another good song I've heard of, Indigar, which is like, I guess, indigo in an Australian accent, even though I don't even think she's Australian. But we have reached the end of our perfect love songs, and now we get to my actual favorite segment with 20 minutes to go. Very excited. We get to love songs that are about non-romantic love. Because there's a lot of love in this world, and every kind of love deserves to be celebrated. So this first song is one that I've been listening to for a long, long time, and it shares a name with my younger sister. So obviously, let's be real, I think of her when I listen to it. But there's a part of this song that is very powerful to me, and it's towards the end. So I want you to watch out for the lyric that goes like, drink too much coffee and think of you often. Because after that, after a few more lines, after that line, comes a beautiful musical segment where I encourage you all to just picture someone you love. Because you'll hear the lyrics and it'll make sense. So this song is Patricia by Florence and the Machine.
Oh, Patricia, you've always been my North Star. And I have to tell you something, I'm still afraid of the dark. But you take my hand in your hand. From you the flowers grow. And do you understand? With every seed you sow, you make this cold world beautiful. You told me our doors are open to the believer. I believe her, I believe her, I believe her. You told me our doors are open to the believer. I believe her, I believe her, I believe her. Oh, Patricia, you've always been my North Star. Oh, Patricia, you've always been my North Star. Can grab with two hands with your big heart. You praise God above, but how's that working out for you, honey? Do you feel love? She told me our doors are open to the believer. I believe her, love. I believe her, I believe her.
Do you feel
she told
love?
Me our doors are open to the believer. I believe her,
love.
I believe her, I believe her. Oh, Patricia.
So I hope you guys imagine someone you love there. And these next two songs, I'm trying to speed this up because I only have 15 minutes left to my show. I've been here for nearly two hours and I've had so much fun, but it's running out of time. So I just want to get... These next two songs are by Phoebe Bridgers, who I said would come back, and a group that she's a part of, Boy Genius. And for these next two songs, they're all about platonic love, the love for your friends. And you might not believe me based on the lyrics, especially for We're in Love, but they were all written as songs to their friends and the love that they feel for each other. So I hope you guys enjoy. Picture your friends, please.
I don't need the symbol of a scar. So put down the knife. We're not swapping blood. Isn't it enough that we strip down to our skin? Cold and porcelain, like bathers in a painting. And I told you of your past lives, every man you've ever been. It wasn't flattering, but you listened like it mattered. I feel crazy in ways I never say. Will you still love me if it turns out I'm insane? I know what you'll say, but it helps to hear you say it anyway. Some October in the future, I'll run out of trash TV, and I'll be feeling lonely. So I'll walk to karaoke, sing the song you wrote about me. Never once check in the words. I hope that no one sings along. I hope that I'm not a regular. Damn, that makes me sad. It doesn't have to be like that. If you rewrite your life, may I still play a part in the next one? Will you find me? I'll be the boy with the pink carnation pinned to my lapel, who looks like hell and asks for help. And if you do, I'll know it's you. I can't imagine you without the same smile in your eyes. There is something about you that I will always recognize. And if you don't remember, I will try to remind you of the hummingbirds. You know, and the baby scorpion and the winter lunar halo and the walk we took in the redwoods. I could go on and on and on, and I will go on and on and on until it all comes back.
So that was We're in Love by Boy Genius. And right before that, we had Graceland 2 by Phoebe Bridgers. Beautiful songs, both of them. And I come to the end of my show having had a blast, of course. And I just want to say, you guys, I mean,
shoot,
love wins. Love do win, no matter how long it does take. And take this from someone who has been patient and waiting for years. Love will eventually win. And until then, I'll continue saying it because at some point it'll be true. This next and last song before my closer is about opening your door, getting hurt, and then choosing self-love, because that really is the love that eventually pervades all. So this is Open My Door by Alice Phoebe Lou.
I used to open my door to pretty much anyone who was trying to look for a place to feel safe, but I made my whole world safer for everyone but me. So I took my bonds and I called them my own, and I found a place inside that's safe. Alone but alive, smiling on the inside. I'm taking back all the pieces of me they were taken when only I'm offering myself up to the heavens. I'm ready to love what I've been given. I'm getting back to my own rhythm. It's such a new kind of living. I'm picking myself up off the carpet. I'm running my hands over my body. I'm back on land. Welcome to your life,
So now, it's time for my closer, and the people who have been here before, who don't exist actually, but people who have, know that this closer is really close to my heart. Sorry, I can't enunciate my words. It is a song that I associate with my favorite kind of love, my family, and so I choose to play it every time when I'm done because I always want to remember them when I'm off in college, but, like I say every time, this is a get up and dance song, so if you can and want to, feel free. This is Marta, Sebas, Guille y los demás by Amaral. But before that, though, this has been and is Bread and Butter by DJ DDG, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So now it's Marta, Sebas, Guille y los demás by Amaral. I'll see you guys next week. Well, actually, I won't, but I'll see you guys in a while.